Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live, where you're invited to join us, 03-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. Again, the number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Matt.
And Matt, I have a story that I think is going to appeal to you. Are you familiar with the California's gun stores being shut down because of COVID-19?
No.
Well, evidently, that's been ruled illegal, so they can't. So apparently, it was two California counties. They shut down gun and ammunition stores in 2020, saying they were non-essential during the coronavirus pandemic.
Wow, that was something that was happening at the very beginning. This seems to have ended everywhere I've been.
Well, the rules of bureaucracy move slowly. And we're going to get into that article, but before we do, let's go to the phones. We have Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you guys have given me a couple of fine segues. First with the shot and then with the brainwashing issue. First, I want to tell you a joke about Kermit the Frog that I probably heard 30 years ago that could be applied today from the way things are going. All right, so it seems things have gone sour on Sesame Street. And Kermit the Frog, he finds himself homeless in New York City. And the only thing he has left to his name of value is a fine porcelain elephant that his, what would you call it? If you're a bastard, what would you call your father? So anyway, he has this frog, or this this elephant from his belated, misbegotten father. And he walks into this bank. And he tells the loan officer, he says, because everybody knows who Kermit the Frog is, he says, well, Mick Jagger was my illegitimate father, and this is my last gift, and this is all I have to my name. And he says, I want a loan, and this is my collateral. And the chief loan officer doesn't know how to handle this, so he goes to the president of that bank, and he sits down, and the president of the
bank... Dude, can you stop whispering?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Is that better?
Yes. Yep.
I had a little fire away from my head, I guess. So the chief loan officer, he goes into the president of the bank and bequeaths Kermit's story to him. And as he's busy signing papers, he just kind of raises one eyebrow. He says, he looks at the frog. He says, it's a knick-knack, you paddywhack. Give the frog a loan. His old man's a rolling stone.
Oh my God. Major Payne.
That is so far to go for such a neat payoff.
God.
Oh, come on. That was all right.
Okay. I don't know if it was even all right.
Yeah, I know that's what you called in for tonight.
Thanks, though.
No, on the brainwashing issue, they got these filler commercials every time on the radio station here. And most of them are government subsidized, you know, as i.e. the word filler. But they're trying to spew so much trash. There's one guy comes on, he says, well, when I was a kid, he says, my daddy wasn't there. And I had a bicycle, and I was trying to learn how to ride, and I fell off, and I cut myself. And I never had the courage to get back on it. And he says, but now, he says, people ask me, he says, how did your daughters learn how to ride a bicycle? He says, well, I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they could teach themselves. Now, tell me, is an environment someplace you live or something you teach? They just twist words. There's another one. He says, we teach her to make affirmation necklaces.
What the hell is an affirmation necklace?
I am beautiful.
They create words. They create words. They just pull things out of thin air.
Here's how my mom created a atmosphere or whatever, an environment where I could teach myself to ride the bike, because I was 8, which is old for not knowing how to ride a bike. I was just really scared to do it. My older sister learned, and she was like 4. My mom just pushed me down a hill, and it was the best thing she could have done. Like, I just started doing it, and I learned how to ride it out of necessity. I don't know if that's what you actually called in for.
I mean, I guess that's one way to do it. Like, here, you're on a bike. I'm just going to shove you down this hill. Good luck. Figure it out, right?
Yeah. It was grassy, but...
Thank you so much for the call tonight, Major Payne. I've never heard of affirmation necklaces, but I'm familiar with the concept of, you know, saying words of affirmation to yourself each morning and stuff like that. And that supposedly has a pretty positive impact on people. I've never done it, but... If people find a positive benefit from doing that, that's great.
Sure.
I mean, these sorts of things, yeah. Low self-esteem tends to perpetuate itself. So every time someone looks in the mirror, they say something like, oh, I'm so fat or I'm so ugly or whatever, then they're going to make little decisions throughout the day and throughout their lives that will make that reality for them. So words of affirmation are designed to counter that, where instead they say, oh, I'm so beautiful, and then they make little tiny decisions, not even being aware of it, throughout the day that, in the long run, leads to them feeling or looking more beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Change your mind, change your life.
It does sound silly to make a necklace out of this, but you know, what do I know? Well, we're talking about California here. So two California counties violated the Constitution's right to keep and bear arms when they shut down gun and ammunition stores in 2020 as non-essential businesses during the coronavirus pandemic. Now, that's something... we're not going to see again. We're not going to see them shut down non-essential businesses again, because those same employees who were considered essential now are being fired for refusing to get the vaccine.
Don't say you won't see it again. The human race is totally acclimated to seeing it once. They'll do it again.
I don't think they will. I don't think they can. I don't think the economy can survive
it again.
People are
cows, man.
Maybe not in every part of the world, but maybe in some.
Like, well, I saw living here in the United States, there's a lot of docile cows out there walking the streets with masks on and hypodermic needles sticking out of their deltoid.
I don't know, but do you think in New Hampshire we could go back to only... I mean, I don't know. Did you guys ever have only essential workers are allowed to be traveling right now?
Well, in New Hampshire, they made some places shut down because of COVID, and those places bucked and refused to comply with that edict, and then they got fined a whole bunch of money, and then the courts in New Hampshire months later went back and said, yeah, you weren't allowed to do that, so we have to return that money to those businesses now.
Yeah, what happened in New Hampshire was they didn't close any non-essential businesses, I don't think.
What was it?
Well, it was very open-ended, like... at least as far as the individual goes, there was the catch-all phrase in there, stuff like, whatever an individual deems to be essential to their lives. So essentially, an individual could do whatever they wanted, and it was considered essential business because they had deemed it to be essential.
Like mini-golf.
Yes. I mean, if that's essential to your life, yes. They have no grounds for saying that it was or wasn't, but they did shut down some businesses. But I think the only thing they ever actually did... was closed dine-in lobbies.
But did they go into those places and say, sorry, you guys have to shut down because you're not essential? Or was it just that they promoted this culture of fear and then people stopped going out? Like,
no, it was Governor Sununu passing an order that said, if you have you can't dine in places anymore, which killed the bars. Because technically New Hampshire doesn't have bars. It just has restaurants that also serve alcohol. I don't know why New Hampshire likes to do that, but it does.
It's so bizarre.
So in order to fix that... a lot of the bars around here started doing takeout and delivery. Of course, nobody generally goes to the bars in New Hampshire for their food, so their takeout wasn't very good. But then Emperor Sununu, in his unending genius, decided that the best way to solve the problem that he had created was to allow bartenders or anyone with a liquor license to actually deliver open beverages to residences. Instead of having them come to the bar, you could call up the bartender and be like, hey, I want 4 Long Island iced teas, and they would bring you 4 Long Island iced teas. And of course, it would be significantly more expensive. You'd
of course,
have to tip
right.
the guy and all of that stuff. And I'm not sure if that's still even in effect now, but this evidently what's preferable.
I'm not sure that's something that should ever go away. I'm not even a drinker, but I kind of love the idea.
It sounds great, right? Like, there's plenty of times where I, like, had a drink and it's like, man, I want another drink, but I don't have any more drinks. I can't use DoorDash.
Well, time to hop in the car and go get some more.
Postmart. Postmates, I don't know if people drive around here, but Postmates delivers alcohol.
Interesting. I wasn't aware that any of these services had were delivering alcohol.
Yeah, I used to do it. I'd have to get people's ID, like pictures of their ID.
Wow. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up here about this. California saying guns aren't...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us. 603-283-6160 if you would like to do that. Again, the number 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Matt. And we've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Well, Intercoin is finally available on some exchanges. You can create an account at xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com, using only an email address, which allows you to actually keep your privacy intact. You can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then buy ITR. That's the Intercoin Investor Token. Learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org, or pick up some for yourself at xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. And you just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. Speaking of things happening around the world, we've been stuck here in New Hampshire. We haven't been stuck in New Hampshire, but we've been stuck in the world of New Hampshire news most of the day. But officials in Los Angeles and Ventura counties had separately won lower court decisions saying gun stores were not exempt from broader shutdown orders aimed at limiting the spread of the coronavirus early in the pandemic. So apparently, someone attempted to sue them saying, no, gun stores are definitely essential, and Los Angeles and Ventura counties won those lower court decisions. But a three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rejected both lower court rulings. The Second Amendment means nothing if the government can prohibit all persons from acquiring any firearm or ammunition, wrote Judge Lawrence Van Dyke. But that's what's happened in this case, and he's right.
The Ninth Circuit has been on absolute fire for the Second Amendment for about 2 years now. I don't know what's going on.
I don't pay any attention. I don't know how any of this works. Isn't the next level the Supreme Court, though?
Yeah, I think so.
I've only heard about any of these rulings from Matt, and I probably wouldn't have even heard about them otherwise. I mean, except for this story that you're reading right now. And it's just so surprising to hear that they're ruling in favor of the Second Amendment so frequently. It's really weird. Like, why?
They threw California's age-old magazine restriction in the garbage. That's like, wow, when that happened, I was like, what is going on right now? I don't know what to think about that.
Because buyers can obtain guns only by personally going to gun stores in California, Ventura County's 48-day closure of gun shops, ammunition shops, and firing ranges wholly prevented law-abiding citizens in the county from realizing their right to keep and bear arms, he wrote. Now, I don't know if gun stores stayed open during the COVID-19 lockdown that briefly took place here in New Hampshire, which only lasted like 2 weeks. I think, before restaurants were allowed to reopen. It didn't last very long.
I don't think the people of New Hampshire, you would have serious problems on your hands. Well, on one hand, I could say that. On the other hand, I could say the people in New Hampshire own so many guns. Like, people don't understand. If you're not from New Hampshire, you don't understand just how many guns here there are per capita. There was a joke, like, going up and down our pew tonight at the state office building there. When we were listening to the hearing, somebody said that the state troopers in the building didn't allow people into the meeting room if they were carrying a flag. And I'm like,
me
and Justin O'Donnell and Steve Z looked at each other like, to prevent them from carrying a stick? And do they realize, like, everybody in this room's carrying a pistol right now? It's like they're preventing him from bringing in a stick.
It wasn't that. It was because that the committee chairman apparently didn't allow signs and flags and emblems and stuff
in
like that.
In his committee. That's what he said. My committee.
But the small ones, I don't know how big they were.
The little bumper sticker size ones?
I think they were even smaller than that. But they were really small. And I assume there was one lying around the studio somewhere here so we can show it on camera. Yeah, but that's not going to be in the camera. I assume those just weren't noticeable to them. Oh, there we go, right there. So it's in the center camera. So they're very, very small. I assume they just didn't notice them. It just looks like a personal item. The ones these guys were carrying were like full-on flags, right? Like full-size flags. This, the justice noted, while bike shops were among those allowed to remain open as essential businesses. That was the issue with the whole essential versus non-essential business in the first place.
It's super subjective.
Yeah, it arbitrarily picked some places to stay open and closed down others. The panel adopted the same reasoning in the Los Angeles County case, although the closure there was for only 11 days. The decision holds that governments, quote, cannot use a crisis to trample on the constitutional rights of citizens. Well, their Second Amendment right, at least. That was Michael Jayne, who didn't point out that it was mostly focused on the Second Amendment. They can and will trample your otherwise. They haven't been stopped from trampling your First Amendment right to express yourself using facial expressions by not having to wear a mask. It also sued, so this was the National Rifles Association. They also sued Alameda, Contra Costa, Santa Clara, and Santa Mateo counties over their restrictions in Northern California, but the last three were dismissed from the lawsuit when they repealed their orders. Similar restrictions were imposed in 10 other states, according to the Firearms Policy Coalition and other gun owners' rights group that sued, including Connecticut, Georgia, that one surprises me, Massachusetts, no surprise there, Michigan, no surprise there, Mississippi, that surprises me, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, and Virginia.
Those are all the places that banned guns from being sold?
Those are all of these states that violated people's Second Amendment rights to keep and bear arms.
Some of those really surprised me. Michigan?
Whitmer, she became a complete tyrant during this COVID-19 thing. Mm-hmm. So that's why that doesn't surprise me. Mississippi surprises me, though, because the gun culture there, while not quite as extreme as it is here in New Hampshire.
Still strong.
Yeah, just about everyone there has at least one firearm, if not three to seven. Yeah. So Ventura County believes the case was correctly decided at the district court level and is disappointed with the three-judge panel's decision. Isn't that nice to be able to say, oh, we believe the court system is wrong and they were right back earlier when those other judges agreed with us? Losing parties can generally ask the full Ninth Circuit to review the ruling by the three judges or petition the U.S. Supreme Court. The nation's high court has been deemed more sympathetic to gun owners in recent years. Firearms Policy Coalition Vice President Adam Kraut said in a statement that the cases resulted, quote, when authoritarian governments used COVID as an excuse to attack Second Amendment rights. The Ninth Circuit opinion confirms our claims that the COVID closures of gun stores and firing ranges violated the Second Amendment rights of California. So I don't know anything about the Ninth Circuit of Appeals, and I don't want to ever really praise the government because they're still doing evil things. But in this case, they at least did something right.
Yeah, the Ninth Circuit's been crushing it.
Yeah, that's good to hear, especially that they're pro Second Amendment. We don't know what other issues they may or may not be pro freedom on.
As far as the 2A goes, though, they've been surprising me. I'll say that.
So, Bonnie, you have a story, and you mentioned it. It's about Walmart NFTs. I don't know exactly what they're doing.
That's from.
I will say this though. I recently, before we get into the article, sorry, I recently bought tickets to a concert featuring Slipknot, Ginger, and In This Moment, and I didn't realize it at the time, but each ticket that I bought included an NFT of some description.
Wow.
I don't know how to redeem it or what it is, and I don't particularly care, and I don't think that I even can redeem it, because if it's an NFT,
that's illegal on you, right?
Wow.
So I didn't even know it was there, and now I have an NFT, apparently, and I don't even know what it's an NFT of. So, it's just Ticketmaster jumping in on the craze is all it is. There's probably no actual NFT anywhere. 603-283-6166.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says any Russian move into Ukraine would be seen as an invasion.
It will be met with severe and coordinated economic response that I've discussed in detail with our allies, as well as laid out very clearly for President Putin.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is making preparations to meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Friday.
We cannot choose the path from Moscow, but we can make crystal clear the stark consequences of that choice.
He met earlier in the day with top diplomats from France, Britain, and Germany to project a united front. The Supreme Court has denied abortion providers' latest request to intervene in the ongoing legal challenge against Texas' restrictive abortion law, cutting off one of the few remaining paths to a speedy victory for abortion providers. This is USA Radio News. Arizona's Attorney General is speaking out against the Biden administration. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Arizona's Republican AG Mark Brnovich is urging Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen to not defund Arizona schools as the state encourages anti-mask policies. This comes as the Biden administration targets Arizona and other states they say allocated their COVID relief money to other programs that discourage mask wearing and following federal health guidance. E.G. Brnovich joins Fox Business to weigh in.
What the Biden administration is doing is trying to systematically undermine our constitutional rights, and whether that's, you know, what they've done on the southern border, whether it's nationalizing our elections, and now this attempt to insert conditions into federal statutes that Congress didn't include.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live, where you can take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. We're doing the studio tonight. It's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Matt.
And I want to say thank you to KC Masterpiece, who is tonight's amplifier. Now, KC is a gold-level amplifier, which means that Casey's giving $10 per month to the AMPS program. Of course, we don't ask that. All it takes is $5 per month. That gets you in. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So if you like the show, if you value the show, if you want to help us reach more larger audiences, if you value the ideas of Liberty or a national radio show that people can call in and talk about whatever's on their minds, joining the AMPS program is the best way to show your support. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Casey, thank you so much for your contributions. Let's go to the phones. We have Steve calling from Michigan. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I don't know why you guys are so sure that cryptocurrency isn't run by an intelligence operation.
I mean, because you can be absolutely sure about what it is because it's open source.
It is open source, and you can see all the transactions that are happening. However, you don't know who owns each wallet, right?
The government wouldn't create something like Bitcoin that could open the door for Monero to be invented.
Well, I think what he's talking about is the wallet itself. I mean, does the wallet itself have a backdoor of some kind? Is that what you mean?
Well, it might not have a backdoor. They don't really need a backdoor. I mean, why did the Crypto 6 get prosecuted? Because they weren't taking IDs, right? And I think that the idea of cryptocurrency, and keep in mind, I
haven't hold on. Yeah, I wasn't even going to comment on any of that. We haven't been prosecuted yet. We were indicted, but we won't be prosecuted until the court in November, first of all. And absolutely
The semantics of what I said.
That's not true.
Correct.
Nobody is being charged for not showing IDs.
Yeah, the absolutely no one on any side of the argument has made any allegations you weren't properly checking people's identities.
Well, hold on.
Talking about the Crypto 6 making allegations. You're talking to one of the Crypto 6. I'm going to correct those allegations. You don't get to say, hold on, I read something else in MH Inklink.
No, I understand. I keep in mind, I'm an anarchist.
Irrelevant, but go ahead.
A crypto investor. I'm not totally against crypto. Okay. So I don't think that crypto is.
I'll give you a hint, Steve. Most crypto users aren't sitting here on national radio spreading the ideas of cryptocurrency. You do that, you kind of start to get the attention.
You're getting very defensive. I do sympathize.
You asked a question. Well, if they can't, if it's truly secure, why did the Crypto 6 get arrested? Well, it's very simple. We sat here for the better part of, at least for me, 3 years advocating for people to acquire Bitcoin and to use it as a way of defunding the war machine.
And I suspect.
Yeah, but why did they actually charge you, which I don't agree with. Trust me, I don't agree with why they charged you.
I don't know why they charged me, because they got bored and have nothing better to do.
I honestly think you're kind of on the right track there, Arya. I think the reason they were charged was that the investigation had been going on for a really long time, and somebody at a higher level said
something.
Yeah, somebody at a higher level said, we've spent millions of dollars on this investigation. You have to charge them with something, or you have to drop the investigation.
Yeah, Steve,
you're allowed to sell Bitcoin, right?
What you're neglecting to mention here, Steve, or what you're neglecting to realize is that this was not the first time the federal government came after Free Talk Live. They raided the studio here, I think, back in 2016. It was 2015 or 2016. This is not the first time that it happened. There was absolutely no result of that whatsoever. And then they did it again. So you shouldn't just go, yeah, but, when Matt makes that point, because he's right. There is strong reason to believe that this is a targeted attack on Free Talk Live. You're back.
It is absolutely a targeted attack on you guys. And I have no problem with you guys selling cryptocurrency without taking IDs, which they're calling a illegal money transfer.
Dude, you have no freaking idea what you're talking about, and it's infuriating. No one at any level of this court indictment has ever mentioned anything about looking at people's IDs. And neither is that in any way connected to the charges of money transmission.
Why would he say that?
That's fine.
No, it's not fine, because you literally don't know the very basics of what you're talking about, and you want to argue with one of the Crypto 6 about it. There's nothing fine about that, dude.
I'm not trying to have an argument. So then what specifically, why did they charge you with money transfer or the
you'd have to ask them. They're the ones who did it.
Here's what I don't understand. Okay. You're saying that they went after Free Talk Live because some of the people, the Crypto 6, were selling cryptocurrency, but why would you say that and also say that cryptocurrency was created by the CIA? Why would they go after people for spreading their CIA plant? That's proof right there that the CIA didn't create Bitcoin. I mean, there's lots of other proof.
I wouldn't necessarily say that the CIA created it. However, it is, I think that when the government wants to do something, they will do it. And they definitely see you guys as a threat.
There's no question about that. And that's why they came after you. That is why. That's the actual reason. I'm just saying their fake reason for doing it was because you guys were selling Bitcoin, right, without taking people's IDs, which they said was
all right. Have a good night, Steve. I'm done with this. There is nothing anywhere in any of the court filings that you'll find
that had anything to do with taking IDs.
That say anything about IDs. And no matter how many times me, one of the people indicted as the Crypto Six, points this out to you, you keep going right back to it. Dude, you are like Dunning-Kruger the guy. You don't have any idea what you're talking about, but you're convinced that you're the expert on the subject, and you've closed your mind off to anyone who could convince you otherwise.
Seems to be a lot of people's opinion about cryptocurrency when they just decide they don't like it recently. I mean,
well, he said he held crypto. I mean, he said he had some crypto, but the fact is, nothing in any of the court cases has anything to do with taking anybody's identification or identifying people. But
unless he knows something that I don't.
Right.
And I'm, you know, one of the Crypto Six. So I'm willing to bet.
You're the subject matter expert sitting at this table, and we all kind of are, but especially you. And I can tell you empirically, there's nothing in the court filings about taking ID, but he keeps saying it over and over again. It has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, I don't know why they chose to indict us. You'd have to send the FBI an email.
But to address his original concern, though, because let's get to what he wanted to talk about. What he wanted to talk about was, how can we be so sure that cryptocurrency isn't a government, dastardly government op?
Right.
From a basic economic standpoint, the very existence of an uncontrolled currency in the wild is a death knell to controlled currencies that people are forced to use. I don't know why any government would, the only thing they have to, and it's a damn good tool that they have, to stranglehold entire populations is the issuance of currency. It's either the issuance of currency or outright violence, pointing guns at civilians in the streets day to day, following down the road in an absolute, you know, dystopian nightmare style. They don't want to look that way, so they just easily use their currency to make it happen. Now, with cryptocurrency out there, there's a competitor, and competition is bad when it comes to people who want to have control. Why would they ever do that? There's no way.
Yeah, the whole point of cryptocurrency is to return a person's financial wealth back to that person instead of being at the hands of the government or anything like that.
Or the banks.
Yeah, Satoshi Nakamoto made that clear in the early newsletters.
And was correct.
Yeah, I don't know how else to put it. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in, though. It is Free Talk Live.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, which tonight is Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Matt.
And a lot of tonight's show has been talking about the New Hampshire Independence Bill and the New Hampshire Midwifery Bill. The New Hampshire Independence Bill isn't actually a bill. I need to clarify that point. It's a constitutional amendment. Tonight, to my surprise, they kept going even after it was clear. Like at 3:30, looking at that number of, if you want to speak, you fill out this little pink slip of paper and you pass it up to the representatives. Even at 3:30, when they were just starting the meeting, they had a stack of these pink slips of people who wanted to speak that was so thick. I was like, there's no way this is getting done before 5 o'clock.
Yeah, and he said he would shut it down if people started being repetitive.
Did he? Yeah. I mean, I knew he said that, but did he ever actually start shutting it down?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I changed my speech, because I was like, the other people already covered this. He's going to stop me anyway, but he didn't stop anyone.
Yeah, when I left, I think there was still three people left to go. So I left right at the end, and he must have let everybody go.
Well, let's go to the phones. We have Jack calling from Ocean Shores. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it was, I was wondering how long you guys have all known each other. You don't have to give big details, but you guys, I listen to you 7 days a week on your Free Talk Live website. I love you guys. And aww. I'm just interested in like your past, how you guys met each other, how you came together, and you're living in a house right now together. I assume based on what I've heard.
Two of us are.
So,
anyway.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. So to start to answer that question, this is Matt talking. I met Aria through Will Coley a couple years ago. Did you move up here with Will?
No.
You came up at the same time as Will.
I moved up like a year after.
A year after Will?
Yeah.
But I met you because
I guess it was closer to 9 months after he had moved up here.
You moved up here because of Call to Freedom and Will, far as I know. And that's how I ended up meeting you. Now, by the way, Ari, just shout out on national radio. You are one of my favorite people I've ever met in the Liberty Migration in New Hampshire. And that says a lot, 'cause there's a lot of amazing people in this state right now.
Thanks. I'm glad to hear it.
Oh, man. I think so highly of you. I absolutely am crazy about you. I'm glad you're my friend. Bonnie, I'll never forget the day I met Bonnie, because it was Friday night. There was a nightcap Friday night down in Central Square in Keene. We do this every Friday night. We go down and we stand around right around midnight and we break a law, usually open container, and we do that just for the sake of breaking a law. And Bonnie was there. You were working on the on a presidential campaign, right, at the time, for Young Americans for Liberty, anyway.
No, not presidential, local elections.
Election campaigns with YAL. Mm-hmm. And you were up from Texas, and I took one look at you, and I said, Ian is going to be crazy about this girl. I know my friend is going to love this girl. And there he was. And I saw him looking at her, and I was like, I know, it's all over now. And she's such a sweetheart. So Bonnie, you and I go back about maybe a year and a half, maybe.
That was October 2020.
And Aria, when did you get here?
The Porcupine Freedom Festival from, like, 3.5 years ago, whatever that would have been.
I don't think I met you that long ago. When were you guys doing the show from here? What were you doing?
It would have been 2018, 2019.
Okay, so, yeah.
I don't know. It kind of runs together after
a few years each. But they're in the Liberty Migration in New Hampshire, there's people that, you know, there's new movers all the time. And they start, you know, when they finally get settled in at their houses, their living situation, their jobs and stuff, they start to get out and join some events and things, and we run into them and we make friends with them. So you know, there's people I've met people that have lived here for 12 years, and I'm like, oh, you're new to the state? No, I'm one of the first movers. Oh, I feel awkward now. Sorry, you know, I got here in 2013. Nice to meet you. I'm Matt. They're like, oh, I know you. So there's lots of instant friends around. So I really don't know if it matters how long we've been friends, because we're all so on the same page with so many things. It feels like we've known each other forever anyway.
And, you know, that's why I got so defensive at the bill hearing today. Ian just told me that I shouldn't have gotten so defensive and let the guy get to me, but sometimes I'll say I'm not a free stater, but when that guy was talking down on free staters and making it sound like, oh, he didn't want to even care about this bill anymore, it's just something the free staters put together, I feel like he was attacking my friends.
I did not raise my hand when he asked how many people were free staters, because I've never had any official affiliation with the Free State Project, so I'm not a free, I'm here in large part because of the Free State Project, but really it's a very loosely connected set of relationships. Ian and Free Talk Live are here because of the Free State Project, and Ian and the LRN studio brought Will Coley here, and Will Coley brought me here. So in a trigonometry sort of transitive property way, I'm here because of the Free State Project, but not really. I'm here because of the radio show that I was doing that brought me here.
I find the declaration.
I did too.
I never did, and after some of the dealings I've had with some of the free, I love the idea, the Liberty Migration. I love everything about it, and I continue to promote it, but Free State Project Incorporated?
Yeah.
Take or leave them.
Yeah. I'll tell you, the Free State Project was, and I guess on a lot of levels still is, it's an awesome damn thing, because look how many hardcore, raging Liberty people, I mean, really, really to their core Liberty people live here.
How many anarchists get to be in a room with 69 other anarchists? And we all just did that today.
Well, there's another thing. How many statists move to a new house and within 6 months they are anarchists? You know, one of the effects that New Hampshire can have on you is, you know, what is it? What do they say? What's the difference between a minarchist and an anarchist? It's about 6 months.
Well, sounds about right.
Yeah, once you trip from being a military supporting, you know, well, we need the police libertarian into, yeah, we don't need any of that crap. If that takes place in a matter of 6 months, you must live in a place that's really well steeped in some serious philosophy, and we got tons of it.
Yeah,
we're right.
Melanie one time asked me if I remember the day I became an anarchist, and I couldn't answer the question, but I would say it was about a 6-month period of my friend.
It was for me too.
Telling me about libertarianism too. We don't need borders.
Yeah. And for me, you know, it's funny. I'll never forget. It happened at Porkfest. That was it was 2011. I had been a libertarian for a long time, but I'd never known tons of other libertarians. So I never heard of anarcho-capitalism before. Anarchists were people who threw, you know, they pushed burning dumpsters into Starbucks and, you know, flipping cop cars over the street. You know, that was an anarchist to me. And I was talking to a guy who I had such severe respect for. I loved him and I thought he was the greatest dude. His name's Air. He was there tonight. And I said, Pete, this is back in 2011. Ron Paul had just announced his candidacy. And I said, Pete, are you going to vote for Ron Paul? Are we going to get the, you know, rally the troops, get everybody to get out and vote for Ron Paul? He's like, nah, man, I don't vote.
Man.
And I was like, what?
I would have voted for Ron Paul if I was old enough.
He's like, yeah, dude, I don't vote. I'm an anarchist. I'm like, you don't seem like an anarchist. And that's when I found out about anarcho-capitalism and voluntarism, and it changed everything for me. And I was kind of like dismayed and like confused and kind of scared and all at the same time. I said, what are we going to do about the post office? Like, how are we going to get a letter sent to us if there's no government? And that's what I thought of.
By email.
Well, email the, you know, the TRL, UPS,
UPS
FedEx,
yeah.
Anybody. But for most people, it's the roads. For me, it was the post office. So,
I was very similar in that I had never heard of anarcho-capitalism until I was published in some book alongside a bunch of voluntarists and anarchists who kept using the term anarcho-capitalism, and none of them actually explained what it was. They just explained different nuances about it. But I was able to get enough sense of it to put together what it is they're talking about. So I sat down to write an article about how insane it was, how it could obviously never work. And like two paragraphs in, I realized that if I wanted to be consistent, then I had to be an anarcho-capitalist.
And that's really what it's about, to be a truly consistent libertarian, to follow your philosophy to the bitter end, you will find voluntarism.
Yep. And that is the main word I would use to characterize myself now. Of course, I still like the shock value of things like anarchist and Satanist and stuff like that. And, you know, that catches people off guard and it starts making them think. Sometimes it causes them to shut you out. It varies based on the individual, but I don't know how long it was from being a libertarian to being an anarcho-capitalist, but it wasn't very long.
No.
6 months to a year at the most, yeah.
Good guy. Great call. You made me be introspective on that one, and like retrospective on that one.
And I've never been to a state bill hearing before in my life, I don't think, but I wouldn't have expected to see, so outside of the Free State Project, I wouldn't expect to see 60-something people rally together all on the same side to go and speak at any particular bill. Like, how many speakers are there at your state's, you know, Planned Parenthood bill or whatever? You mean 4 Democrats, maybe 10 Democrats? We got like 60-something people. I never did a head count, so I don't know how many people were there.
There was a bunch of people, though. You're about right.
There absolutely were, and you know, that was just through decentralizing the message. Everyone was telling about it, telling other libertarians about it, and we had no idea what to expect.
Yeah, totally. The fire marshal would have been nervous tonight, too.
Yeah, I think he would have made us move to the next room. And that's it for tonight. You can chat with us in the meantime over on our federated chat server. You can find that at chat.freetalklive.com. That's chat.freetalklive.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.